神韵演出中极富表现力的中国古典舞，令美国华府的各界观众为之倾倒，他们从中感受到了善良与美好的希望。
We were very impressed by the dancers, the movement, the softness, the, you know, the expression. It was really amazing.
It was about goodness and faith and hope, and love and compassion. Particularly the idea about compassion. I think if humanity had more compassion, that the whole planet would be a different place, a different experience.
神韵演出为冬日里华府的观众们带来无比的惊喜，他们从演出中感受到了善良与希望，也从舞蹈中看到了春天。
You see Chinese culture, Chinese dance, which I think is a universal language, that is dance transcends borders and people.
Just looked like somebody painted the sky and they were walking around like fairies.Little angels, it was really beautiful.
And any day now, we could look out and we could see a plum blossom or a crocus or some hardy flower peeking through. That gives us the hope that spring is coming. And the dancers gave you that hope with the dance.
神韵纽约艺术团在华府已经连演六场，吸引了很多美国官员政要与亲友同事慕名前往。演出所展现的精神内涵令他们深受触动，以致感动落泪。
It was beautiful. The first, when the curtain lifted, my three-year-old who was sitting on my lap, her eyes got so large and she was captivated.
神韵纽约艺术团在华府的持续演出，吸引很多美国官员、政要和亲友同事一起慕名而来。其中有前国会议员，也有军方高级将领。
It was all so well done, and it's an inspirational program, all of it, and it does such a wonderful job of presenting, I think, sort of the history of China, and so I enjoyed it all.
I just loved it, and my staff and their children were so excited with the colors and the music. It was wonderful.
除了领略神韵艺术之美。官员们更被其精神内涵深深吸引，以致感动落泪。
It brought tears to my eyes because, you know, the mother's love. It just brought tears to my eyes. So I especially like that one. And I also enjoyed the one with the teacher. I guess I sort of go to the tear jerkers, but that was very moving for me, both of those.
In the end, that's really what matters, that you be honest and true to yourself.And that way you will reach heaven as the story goes.
这是新唐记者王凯迪，美国首都华盛顿报道。
美国神韵艺术团在华府肯尼迪中心的七场演出圆满落幕，其中极富表现力的中国古典舞给各界观众留下了难忘印象。专业人士尤其赞叹神韵艺术家们的高超技巧和编排。
The arch in their toes, the pointing of their feet, the arabesque where the legs were straight up, it's absolutely beautiful. And the arms extending, the grace was there. It was exceptional.
I was wanting to take notes and to be able to run back and meet choreographers and ask them a little bit about their inspiration or even some of the technical capacity to work with the space in such a sophisticated yet aesthetically clear and clean way. I was very impressed.
从神韵舞蹈中，观众们也感受到超凡的精神力量。特别是不畏严寒的梅花，令很多观众感到深受鼓舞。
And that is like a message to us. No matter how bad things can be, we might think we're only like one person. What can I do? But you're stronger than you think you are. You know, you're stronger than the elements that call you weak, maybe. And if you just be like that flower, blossom, and you know, spread the beauty, spread the strength that you have. I that's what I got from it. But I like that one.
从舞蹈家们的表演中，观众们也感受到他们内心散发出来的光芒，并得到启示。
In order to do good in performing, you've also got to have that goodness inside of you. And that was very well communicated and demonstrated by the performers themselves.
这是新唐记者王凯迪、雪莉，美国首都华盛顿报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在美国首都华府肯尼迪艺术中心的七场演出吸引了很多美国政要。1月30号下午，奥巴马政府内阁成员、美国教育部长邓肯携家人一起观看了神韵在华府的最后一场演出。 在演出结束后，邓肯部长高兴地告诉记者，这真是一场美好的演出，我度过了一段美好的时光。他的夫人凯伦则说，我喜欢神韵所有的一切，服装、舞蹈，尤其是舞蹈美。另外，曾任克林顿总统时期国防部部长的科恩也携夫人及友人观看了同一场演出。科恩表示，神韵演出非常精彩。他对记者说，我去过中国，也看过中国传统文化艺术的表演，但像神韵这样的演出还从未见过。
神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的演出吸引了大批的华府主流社会的民众前往，其中包括许多政府官员、艺术家等各界人士。从观众对神韵表演报以热情的掌声中可以看出，拥有深厚文化底蕴的华府观众是看懂了神韵的内涵。
爱丽丝·巴特勒·雪特是华府克莱达爱尔兰舞协会主任及踢踏舞教练。先生阿尔伯特·雪特是一位退休的陆军上校，也是忠实的舞蹈爱好者。神韵的精彩表演令他们印象深刻。
Oh, I loved it. I loved all the color. I loved the music, and I especially loved the spiritual aspects to it.
Very good, excellent. Just endorse everything that Alice said. You know, the staging was just wonderful. I mean, the choreographing.Aspects of it, the music, was just incredibly professional.
作为踢踏舞教练，巴特勒·雪特女士对神韵舞蹈中独特的身法、身韵非常赞赏。
The gracefulness of it, you know, it's just so beautiful, and all the movement. And you know, as a dance teacher, I watch it, and of course, with Irish dance, we don't move our arms at all. But with the Chinese, I mean, there's even finger movements and hand movements and.The scarves that they used, and it was just beautiful, just beautiful.
She teaches students in dance, and you know how difficult it is to put all this together and just
the different techniques
and make it look flawless. I mean, they make it look easy, but you know it's not. It's extremely difficult. It's just a very wonderful show, very, very inspiring.
巴特勒·雪特女士表示，神韵演出最打动她的还是透过每个舞蹈所传递出来的精神内涵。
It was a lot, very close to what I believe, you know, the way, the truth and the life, and that it's within us. And finally we go back home to where we belong. And if you do good, good will come to you.There still will be some people who will treat you badly, but life is all about love and giving and happiness.
新唐人记者黎明、王凯迪，华盛顿 DC 报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团于2011年在美国首都华盛顿的七场演出圆满落幕。为神韵所吸引，来自美国联邦行政部门以及艺术、外交和非政府组织等主流社会人士云集肯尼迪艺术中心。神韵艺术团纯善纯美的演出令他们为之倾倒。随着连日来观众口耳相传，观看神韵已成为主流社会的时尚。
住在华盛顿的艾里森·强生女士早就听说过神韵了，但直到现在才有机会亲眼目睹神韵的风采。
It's also a chance to see beautiful art and culture from China, from all different facets of the 5,000 years of history. That they really use the visual arts as well as the dance and musical arts, and that you'll have a really enjoyable time. And you'll also feel a little bit refreshed and reconnected with the music and the song and the dance. You really feel connected to the beauty of life and the richness.And possibility of connecting with your divinity.
强生女士最喜欢的是神韵传递的美好的普世价值，给人以希望。
Like I like the idea that they said that it was about goodness and faith and hope and love and compassion. Particularly the idea about compassion. I think if humanity had more compassion.That the whole planet would be a different place, a different experience. And then I like the idea that they kept bringing up the heavens and being able to reconnect with the divine. And the way that they interpreted that was really fascinating in terms of reconnecting with the spirits or, you know, those in the heavens that can come down and be with you. And that was touching.
弦乐纽约艺术团离开华盛顿后，将前往佛罗里达的劳德代尔堡继续2011年的全球巡回演出。新唐人记者黎明、雪莉，华盛顿地区报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在华府肯尼迪中心的演出圆满落幕，其中所展现的正统文化艺术令观众们震撼。他们认为从中看到了真正的中华文化与传统信仰，并了解了真正的中国人。
Amazing, like really from heaven.
You can't see this anywhere else, so, you know, this is the only kind of show that I've ever seen like this or even heard of.
观赏神韵演出，观众们看到了5000年中华历史文化的展现，并深刻了解到中国人原本就是一个富有精神信仰的民族。
It does a wonderful job of displaying the historic, ancient culture of China. And it's a wonderful exhibit and a wonderful program.
And it's so surprising because you have such a rich history, thousands of years of spirituality that is not being shared or being suppressed.
Dancing was gorgeous, and I loved the themes that they had. A lot of culture to teach my children what the Chinese value.
We come back again and again. We have 2 daughters adopted from China. We love to stay connected to all forms of the culture, and this is always an extraordinary opportunity for our family.
This type of story, this type of performance coming to different cities will help people learn more about the real Chinese people.
这是新唐人记者王凯迪、雪莉，美国首都华盛顿报道。
自从2009年2月神韵纽约艺术团首次在肯尼迪艺术中心歌剧院上演以来，今年已是第五次莅临华盛顿。神韵展现的精美表演艺术和纯正深厚中国传统文化内涵令观众感叹。下面请看本台记者来自华府的报道。
I just loved it. I loved the singers and I loved the dancing. I mean, I know ballet, I know modern dance. I've never seen traditional Chinese dancing. And it was really interesting to follow the history and to learn that our acrobatics of today really came from, you know, ancient Chinese dance. I thought that was pretty, it was very interesting.
史拉弗尔女士自己也曾是位歌剧演唱家，对音乐有专门的研究。神韵独特的中西合璧的音乐让她感触良多。
I love the orchestra. I went to Eastman School of Music, so I'm very familiar with fine instrumentalists, and I liked the different sounds that you heard in the orchestra from the ancient Chinese instruments that you know I really haven't heard before, so I mean, I really enjoyed it. I love the contralto. I haven't heard a contralto, and I can't remember the last time I heard a contralto sing. So that was fabulous. Well, I would tell my friends to definitely come and see it and to really take it all in and learn. And I think from this point forward, I really want to learn more about Chinese music and dance. And, you know, I'm really interested in the adventure that it,
美国神韵纽约艺术团在美国首都华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的演出已经接近尾声，大批华府主流社会的民众为神韵所吸引，前往肯尼迪中心一睹神韵的风采。神韵艺术团纯善纯美的演出令首都的观众为之倾倒。
马瑞蒂斯·瑞贝尔是位舞蹈演员及舞蹈教师，他表示神韵的演出令他大开眼界。
I liked the costumes too. I mean, you really can't get away from the costumes, but I just, they were so vibrant and colorful. And then I also really enjoyed watching the acrobatics and the different stunts that they did, but also learning that most of those stunts are really part of the Chinese dance culture was really eye-opening and really great to see too.
作为一个舞蹈演员，瑞贝尔女士观察到神韵所表演的舞蹈与她熟悉的西方舞蹈大不相同。
One of the things that I really enjoy that I notice about Chinese dance is they have a lot of, there's a lot of attention to detail, especially in their hand movements.
and I noticed that, and then some of their formations and the way that they like to do waves and things like that. We see that in American culture dance, but I think the precision that they did that with, and some of the, again, the details, the little details, those are things I pay attention to. So those were some of the things I really enjoyed tonight.
神韵展现了中华5000年形成文化，其蕴含的丰富内涵令人叹服。
I thought it was really, really informative, and I thought it was so unique. They have so much variety in the show, and I felt like I really learned it and was able to embrace a lot of the Chinese dance culture. So that's what I thought was so wonderful about it.
新唐人记者黎明、雪莉，华盛顿DC报道。
神韵纽约艺术团在华盛顿肯尼迪艺术中心的公演吸引了大批华府主流社会的民众前往，其中不乏政府官员、艺术家和商界人士。从观众对神韵表演报以热烈的掌声中可以看出，拥有深厚的文化底蕴的华府观众对神韵演出产生共鸣。
丽莎·巴比瑞是华府地区的金融策划师，她与儿子安东尼·关野诺内一起观看了神韵的演出。
It was absolutely amazing. Just beautiful, invigorating, and it touched my soul when I saw the number with the mother and son, because I was here with my son and I cried like a baby. It just really opened my heart. So they did an amazing number. Thank you and congratulations to the Shenyun dancers. They did a phenomenal job tonight.
Absolutely, nothing short of moving. I gotta say, every bit of this production looked like as if everybody worked night and day.To really show a really good presentation of art. It was just really moving.
神韵展现的精美表演艺术和纯正深厚的中国传统文化内涵令观众折服。
I just got to say, I'm really impressed with the choreography. I mean, everybody on there, you know, up on the stage, they were showing every bit of strain. And you could think they had a really, it was really, you could really see how well.They had a lot of effort showing just how easy it was for them, even though it obviously wasn't. They had an innate knack of really showing that they had a talent for this.
Oh, I think it really teaches a lot, and it taught my son. We were learning about the cultures and the traditions and the arts. And I think it's important that everybody really go see it to understand the different things that the world has to offer us. It's very educational.
新唐人记者黎明、王凯迪，华盛顿 DC 报道。
美国神韵纽约艺术团在华府的7场演出1月30号下午圆满落幕。来自美国联邦行政部门以及艺术、外交和非政府组织等主流社会人士云集肯尼迪艺术中心，纯善纯美的正统中华文化令这些主流社会人士为之倾倒，也为隆冬里的这个世界政治之都带来暖暖的春意。请看报道。
For 2 hours be transported to the most beautiful aspects of the Chinese heritage.
It does a wonderful job of displaying the historic ancient culture of China.
It was just beautiful. Everything was beautiful.
兴奋之余，观众对演员们的高超技艺和全身心的投入赞叹不已。
To see a commitment of artists really hungry and eager to share their love for their culture and history with the world, and it was very, very touching and uplifting.
Their technical expertise was remarkable. When they would jump, I felt like jumping out of my seats because they were so high and so energetic.
除了惊叹于神韵制作的完美和演员技艺的高超，观众们更体会到节目背后的深厚内涵。
It wasn't just an artistic performance, that there was more depth and meaning to it.
The good always win over the evil. Yes, you will find hardship at first, but then the reward comes later.
That good always triumphs. It's like Martin Luther King said, you know, truth crushed to earth will still rise up one day.
结束华府演出，神韵纽约艺术团的下一站将是美国佛罗里达州劳德代尔堡。这是新唐人记者王凯迪、雪莉，美国首都华盛顿报道。